IBM Information Systems, Chapter 4, Module 2, Information Security. Most information security breaches result from people misusing an organization's information either inadvertently or advertently. Watch this video. International Data Corps estimated worldwide spending on IT security software, hardware, and services would top $35 billion in 2004. Imagine now. Organizations can deploy numerous technologies to prevent information security breaches. When determining which type of technologies to invest in, it helps to understand the three primary information security areas: authentication and authorization, prevention and resistance, and third, detection and response. What types of authentication are you using today? The first is something the user knows, like a user ID and password. Have you ever had your authentication method hacked? What was the outcome? Have you ever had to call a help desk due to a password-related issue? User ID and password is the most common way to identify individual users. However, it is also the most ineffective form of authentication. The largest identity theft scam to date in U.S. history was broken up by police in 2002 when they discovered that three men had downloaded credit reports using stolen passwords and sold them to criminals on the street for $60 each. Many millions of dollars were stolen from people in all 50 states. Smart cards can act as identification instruments, a form of digital cash, or a storage device with the ability to store an entire medical record. Biometrics is the most effective way to manage authentication. Unfortunately, it is costly and intrusive. Prevention and resistance. Consider that one 22-hour outage in June 2000 caused eBay's market cap to plunge $5.7 billion. Technologies that are available to help prevent and build resistance to attack include content filtering, encryption, and firewalls. Watch this video on encryption. A firewall examines each message that wants entrance to the network, and unless the message has the correct marking, the firewall prevents it from entering the network. In the case of detection and response, a single worm can cause massive damage. In August 2003, the blaster worm infected over 50,000 computers worldwide and was one of the worst outbreaks of the year. The worm generated so much traffic that it brought entire networks down. Detection and response is the strategy needed if there is a security breach. Antivirus software is the most common type of detection and response technology. There are many different kinds of hackers with different intents. There are many different types of viruses. Watch this video on viruses and worms. And there are all sorts of threats to e-business.